underneath and around the subway system that you see, some 842 miles of track and hundreds of stations, there's another system, dozens of tunnels and platforms that are either abandoned or were built but never used. WNYC's Jim O'Grady takes us into New York's lost subways, a shadow system that shows the ambitions of city planners long gone.
Historian Joe Cunningham knows as much as anyone about the subway and how it's evolved since it opened in 1904. He and I are looking at a map of it on a wall in Penn Station. The system is vast, its tracks reaching like an octopus from Manhattan to almost every neighborhood outside Staten Island. Cunningham says that's because its planners have always thought big.
Oh, yeah. It was a bold undertaking, and little by little it just grew over a period of about 45 years.
He also points out the gaps in service. Southeast Brooklyn, Central and Eastern Queens, straight up the middle of the Bronx. Almost all of these neighborhoods were set to get subways. Most of those lines died on the drafting table, but some were started and abandoned when the city ran out of money.
After World War II, prices had gone up substantially, and it became obvious that it was not going to be possible to build all of the lines they would like to have built.
In the bowels of downtown Brooklyn, an empty tunnel branches from the main line. Urban explorer Moses Gates leads me down to it.
We're stepping over the broken concrete that's falling from the walls.
We speak softly to elude a nearby MTA work crew.
Ceilings are about 12 feet high.
It's part of a line that was supposed to go up Lafayette Avenue to North Brooklyn and in the other direction over the Manhattan Bridge to the Lower East Side. We're standing on a platform that was built for it.
This is part of the station that was supposed to be here. Yeah, but this has never been in use.
He says it was never used.
But they tiled it and everything. Yeah,
you can hear the trains rumbling through the active station overhead. Back above ground, Gates says the system is honeycombed with spots like this. Stations, platforms, and tunnels prepared for an expansive future that never happened.
These cool little remnants of foresight that didn't pan out.
A Brooklyn-bound branch of the F train was supposed to keep going under Houston Street, beneath the East River, and across central Brooklyn before turning down to flatlands near Jamaica Bay. That area still doesn't have a subway. A large station for that never-built line was constructed under South Williamsburg. 2 summers ago, graffiti artists from around the world snuck in and covered its concrete walls with giant works of art.
So much of the city that is laid out now comes from foresight. We built the subway into farmland on the assumption that people would live there and use them to get to work.
That includes tunnels and stations ready to accommodate future lines.
We built a humongous shell station on the G line, or right off the G line, because there was going to be 2 other lines and 2 new tunnels under the East River that were going to converge there.
One of them would have been that F train branch. Another would have been an extension of the E train that cut across Lower Manhattan and into Brooklyn.
This goes on in the 20s and 30s. Depression in the 30s. Runs out of money. None of this gets built.
As Gates describes it, these unbuilt lines make up an impressive second system that sits invisibly on the actual subway map. Lines that would have directly connected Forest Hills to JFK Airport, South Brooklyn to Staten Island, and the 2nd Avenue subway to Throgs Neck in the Bronx.
Ever since, you've had, you know, all these cool nooks and crannies all around the subway system that were kind of foresight that never panned out.
The MTA doesn't want people exploring them, but it does allow Dan Brucker to give tours of Grand Central Terminal that feature a visit to a secret station far below ground.
That secret train station out there was built for one customer only. It was built for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Roosevelt's custom-built train would pull in and open its doors. A limousine with the president in it would be driven from inside the train, down a ramp, and into an elevator next to the platform.
He and his limousine and his staff would be lifted up and then backed out into the grand ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria,
where the president would give a speech. FDR's train car still sits on a stub of track beneath Grand Central, a peculiar piece of the city's lost transit system, like stations once opened and now closed.
This is a Bronx-bound 2 express train.
Take the 1, 2, or 3 train, and you can see an abandoned station at West 91st Street. In the 50s, the city increased the capacity of the system by lengthening the average train from 8 to 10 cars and expanding station platforms. more riders could move through a commute. But to increase the speed of the trains, more space was needed between stations along the old routes. The city shut down 16 stops. The best-known one in Brooklyn is at Myrtle Avenue on the Q Line, which has been turned into a work of art called Mass Transit Scope. In Manhattan, the abandoned stations along different lines include stops at Worth Street, East 18th Street, and West 91st Street. Some of those lost stops hide in plain sight, graffiti-covered indentations lit by a few bare bulbs and glimpsed from a moving train. All you need is to know where to look. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.